The SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Amazon says a massive outage of its cloud computing service Monday has been resolved after the problem disrupted internet use all around the world. BBC correspondent Joe Tidy.
It's all down to something called DNS, which stands for Domain Name System. There was some sort of a code change to the DNS system that they use in a Virginia data center at Amazon. It's one of the biggest in the world, actually, and it's so much of the world's internet traffic flows through that data center. And when things go wrong, like, for example, with DNS, what it means is that the computers around the world can't access the online services.
The Amazon disruption took down a broad range of online services, social media, gaming, food delivery, streaming, as well as financial platforms. There's a strong prediction now about an end to the government shutdown. First correspondent Bill Alexander.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is predicting the 20-day U.S. federal government shutdown is likely to end this week. Hassett, the director of the National Economic Council, said his friends in the Senate believed it was bad optics for Democrats to open the government before the No Kings rallies, and that now there's a shot that this week things will come together. And very quickly, the moderate Democrats will move forward and get an open government. Millions of people gathered across the country for the No Kings rallies, protesting the Trump administration policies. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Israeli military says Palestinian militants in Gaza have handed over another body of a hostage. That makes 13 since the ceasefire began. Nicolas Sarkozy, about to become the first former French president in living memory to be in prison. He begins his 5-year prison sentence later today in Paris. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin abortion clinic is holding a rather bizarre contest.
The All Community Clinic in Milwaukee has been asking local people to come up with a nickname for their new aspiration machine, which is used in abortion. The Instagram post reads, quote, "Think of the bragging rights, street cred, and the boost to your resume when you tell everyone you named an abortion machine," unquote. The clinic is making money on the contest, charging $10 for each name submitted and more money to vote on the eventual winner. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-family advocates worried how many Americans are embracing gambling, and the governor of Illinois, one of them, Democrat J.B. Pritzker, reported a gambling windfall of $1.4 million on his federal income tax return this week. Pritzker says he drew several winning hands while playing blackjack in Vegas. This is SRN News. A massive deal. President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have signed a deal on critical minerals. It includes plans for projects worth a total $8.5 billion.
We've been working on that for quite a while. In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2.
The Australian leader says the two nations are taking a key step.
Today's agreement on critical minerals and rare earths is just taking it to the next level, seizing those opportunities which are before us to take our relationship to that next level.
U.S. will invest in rare earth processing in Australia. White House describes the agreement as a framework. More details at srnnews.com.